Heather Long, she is an economics correspondent for the Washington Post. Heather, I don't know, should I have to go out and prepay? I don't have that much time.
No, you don't. Only a couple of hours now. But you're right, huge interest in this topic as well. Here I'm here in Washington, D.C. A lot of people lined up here, too, at the office or are trying to pay online. The general rule of thumb is this. If you're trying to go out and estimate your 2018 tax, like say, oh, I paid $5,000 last year, so I'm just going to try to pay $5,000 or so next year, that's probably not going to fly. So the IRS statement is saying, you know, you can't just pay some imaginary amount for next year. The people who should consider wasting some time, if you will, to pay the prepay taxes are people who actually have a bill in hand. So what that means, there's a lot of cities that will issue a property tax bill twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a bill that's been issued, say, from September through March, and you normally would have paid that bill maybe January or February, but you've got it in hand, or you can go online, you can see how much you owe. If that's the case, you probably should try to pay that now, because you have an actual bill, an actual liability in hand, and that's what the IRS is saying will be okay.
So it's a little confusing that, you know, for some of us, myself included, I moved this year. We bought a house this year. And so that was in June. And so we're sort of, you know, we paid, from what I can remember, we were paying a bill right when we bought the house. And If that's the situation, if you move this year and maybe you're not quite sure, are you better off just not paying at this point?
Look, you can potentially save some money by trying to prepay. My advice to people has been, it's not illegal to prepay. So the worst thing that can happen is if you prepay and then you go to take this deduction and the IRS says, no, I don't agree that you could prepay. And so they send you a bill in the mail in April or May and say, no, we recalculated your taxes and we think you owe $500, $1,000, $2,000 more. You're no worse off, right? Other than the fact that maybe you spend an hour or a few minutes in line today to try to prepay. But that said, if you're someone who falls under the alternative minimum tax, the AMT, don't waste your time prepaying, because the AMT will basically make that null and void. You can't. You still, when you calculate AMT, you have to add back your property tax. So prepaying doesn't help you, because you're still going to have to pay the AMT. So there's a really narrow window of people who this actually makes sense to prepay. And again, that's people who don't pay the AMT but do owe property taxes, and people who have a bill in hand right now that probably they normally would pay in January, February, March, but they've got it now and they have the option to pay now.
So I know that what we are talking about here, this can be very confusing for a lot of us, and myself included. I just sit down and, you know, like I said, my wife and I were having this conversation, and what do? Do we go pay? Do we not? But I think it's worth to sort of take a step back here and take a look at how this whole thing came together, because this bill, this tax overhaul came together towards the end of the year when they were crafting this. And I know that you have reported on this issue a lot at your time at the Washington Post. When the lawmakers are putting together this bill, when they're in that room, was there any sort of conversation about, well, we're coming up on the end of the year, do you think this could cause any sort of panic? Are people going to be like, I don't know, do we pay or not? What should we do? Was that even on the table, or how did this whole prepay thing sort of come about?
Yeah, I think, well, it was certainly a huge issue how they were going to treat state and local taxes, including these property taxes that people are trying to prepay right now. That was really the heart of a lot of the last-minute negotiations on this bill, and that's how they came to this compromise that they would cap the deduction at $10,000 a year starting in 2018. So that's why people are trying to prepay, because there's no limit this year. So if you're, you know, someone who's lives in one of these expensive cities like a D.C. or Chicago or New York or San Francisco, that's going to be a big hit for you starting next year. I think the other problem was they wanted to get the bill done before the end of the year because it would have been even worse and even more confusing if they didn't do this till January. You know, so mm-hmm. is it all retroactive? Then how do we figure it out? But you're right that it's created a lot of confusion because it was, you know, assigned mere hours before Christmas. So, you know, so people didn't have a lot of time. And also local governments didn't have a lot of time. We have a situation, I'm not sure what it's like there in Chicago, but we have a situation here in D.C. where some counties in Maryland, they didn't even have their website set up to process prepayments.
Yeah.
So, you know, constituents were mad. They're trying to do what they think's the best for their family, and there isn't even that option open to them. Same thing in D.C. The D.C. mayor came out and said, oh, you should try to prepay if you can. It's going to help save you lots of money. But the problem with D.C. is D.C. didn't issue actual bills yet for many, many of the people who live here. So I don't know what it's exactly like on the ground in Chicago, but that's what that IRS ruling this week, or their statement, I should say, not ruling, but statement, they came out and they're saying, if you don't have an actual bill in hand, so you can't go online and see you have X amount due by January or February or March, then it's not worth it to prepay because the IRS is probably going to say, sorry, you didn't have an actual liability in 2017.
Well, I can tell you what, here in Illinois and in Chicago, there are 102 counties in this state of Illinois, and every one of them has its own sort of, you know, rules and regulations when it comes to taxes. So I know folks that live in Kane and Will County, and I live in Cook, and we were emailing each other like, I don't know what to do. What are you doing? What are you doing? So it is very, I think, complicated and convoluted, but if you don't do anything, it's going to be all right. If you do go out and prepay, you're going to be fine. And I know that we'll be talking about this issue well into the new year, because this tax bill, I know you will be reporting on it, the effects that it has and how it's going to affect many people, because right now we just don't quite know. I mean, that's really what it is. We don't quite know. We can guess and we have theories, but we don't quite know how this is going to shake out.
Well, here's the one thing we do know, and I tweeted about this, and I keep telling every friend who emails or calls me, there's so much anxiety about the property taxes and prepaying. There is something way easier that we can all do that the IRS is fine with, and that is, if you really want to save money on your 2017 taxes, go out and donate to charity. Because if you itemize your taxes and you donate to charity, you can take that as a deduction. There is no limit on it. It doesn't encounter the AMT problem. So basically, the best thing to do if you really, you and your wife or you and your friends are sitting there scratching your head, is find your favorite charity and donate a little bit more before the end of the year. And that will really help.
Love it. That's a nice message to end on in this holiday season. Heather Long, economics correspondent for the Washington Post. Check her out online as well, WashingtonPost.com. Heather, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us today.
Same to you. Happy tax planning.
Wow, you can't hear that often. Happy tax planning. Ooh, hold on. I got to take a break just to recover from that. Mike Steven in for John right here on 720 WGN.